From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Sea turtle researchers are experimenting with a treatment used for cocaine overdoses in humans to treat turtles exposed to toxic red tide. WLRN's Madeline Fox has details.
Researchers and wildlife veterinarians around Florida are using intravenous lipid emulsion, or ILE, to treat toxic exposure. They're starting with birds and turtles exposed to red tide, but it could also work for blue-green algae and others. It works with toxins that bind to fatty tissue in the body, like in the liver. The animals are injected with new fatty tissue for the toxins to connect to instead.
We pump it straight into the bloodstream. We stick a needle right into the jugular, deliver the ILE therapy.
That's Justin Peralt, the director of research at Loggerhead Marine Life Center in Juneau Beach.
And what the vets are reporting is that these turtles are recovering from their symptoms in 24 hours, whereas before, symptom recovery could take days to weeks or even months.
Peralt's helping to analyze blood samples from the turtles, who are mostly being treated on Florida's west coast. Loggerhead, on the east coast, is handling the analysis. The center is now testing blood samples of the turtles at different points of the treatment to track how the toxins behave in the turtles' bodies. I'm Madeline Fox in Juneau Beach.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.